Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pole News Network. I'm here to enlighten you with news, some stuff. Stick around, what are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about stop buying gold and silver. It's a sarcastic thread. Then we're going to talk about handsome truth. And then we're going to talk about 15 years hard labor for being a chud on 4chan. Then we're going to talk about, do women find making gay men trannies hot? And for the finale, we will talk about breaking trans flight attendant featured in United Airlines ad, commit suicide. Holy fucking another one bites the dust. Another one down and another one down and another one bites the dust. That's the show today. Does it feel good? Does it feel good in the air? The smell of another dead tranny in the air. Smells delicious. Before we get in the show, Clown World Order, previously known as Ala Gold on YouTube, he got his first YouTube channel banned, and now his second YouTube channel has been banned. He's joined the club of two YouTube banned channels. Holy fucking shit. This guy's chad as fuck. He's probably quitting, though. He's probably quitting because he only wants views and reputation and whatever, and lots of people to click the like button and give him the ad revenue. Need some of that. He never got to. Same with me. Like, right before the 1,000 subs, they ban you. And they find your other channel, they ban that. Same old, same old. But just sad. I mean, this guy is pretty awesome. He posts funny memes like, Republican establishment. There's fruit over here that you could actually shrink the government. And then there's cocaine, which is culture war bullshit. And of course, Elmo snorts that cocaine like it's candy. Clown World Order's reposting this. People just will not ever understand a bond between mother and son. They just don't understand the bond between mother and son. Ala Gold, you're funny. So yeah, Ala Gold got banned. Clown World Order, his new channel's banned. He has Rumble. Something sucks. Oh well. Figure it out, Clown World. Figure it out. Don't know what to tell you. Sucks. Use BitChute. Use Odyssey. Use Rumble. Fuck YouTube. Dio says, tell him to get on here. Dude, I did. I told him to use BitChute, Odyssey, and Rumble. I told him to use all three, but he just wants to use Rumble. And I'm like, that's what all the MAGA faggots use. Don't use that. Use BitChute and Odyssey. But, he will do what he wants to do. Then, I haven't talked about Fringe Chan in a really long time, so here's a little quick Fringe Chan segment. They have a pinned poll news thread going on right now. You know I'm all about that poll news. Go check out that poll news thread. Pretty awesome. It's basically, you post a link with green text about the article. It's pretty awesome. Go check it out. Fringe Chan's slow enough as is. Go submit some news or something. Okay, into the show. Into the actual show. Here we go. Picture is a picture of a gold bar cut in half, and inside is lead or something, some other metal that is not gold. Clearly false advertising. Portugal Anon says, stop buying gold and silver. We know all these bailouts aren't inflationary, but ensuring the stability of the system is what a true patriot does. By buying PMs, you are compromising the stability of a financial system. You want to see our financial institutions fail when we are in the middle of a recession? Enough with promoting bank runs and buying alternatives to USD. Your money is safer in your account. I don't even know about buying gold and silver. That's kind of kikish as well. I mean, they're just gonna the kikes are just going to manipulate that in some way. What you really need to do is kind of have foresight on what's going to succeed during the crash and what's going to fail during the crash and invest your money in what's going to succeed. Probably, like, I don't know, stuff people need. That will be worth money in the crash. Thing is, if you know that's going to be worth money, then the rich people know that's going to be worth money, and they're going to put their money in that, probably cause that to crash somehow. So just, I mean, everything's going to break when it crashes. Can't really make money. The only way to protect your money is have it in your lap. Have your money in your fucking lap. Then it'll be safe. Get some tungsten. Get a bit of get a cube of tungsten steel. A lot of pictures of people ripping apart these fake gold bars. Credit Suisse bars. Get gold, but make sure it's genuine. This guy bought it online and it was fake. Cut it in half and it was fake. Dude, that would be frustrating. It'd be frustrating. Imagine spending $4,000 on a gold bar and it's lead. I'm sick. Next thread. Doing legal and peaceful activism that is positive for white people makes you a fed. You should only shitpost on poll, aka do nothing like the feds want you to do. Picture's handsome truth. White men, you may not see race, but other races see you. Paste. I watched this live. Then OB says, people on poll are afraid of being out in the open and letting people know their political beliefs, while anti-whites march in the street and yell Black Lives Matter, refugees welcome, etc. The establishment have already won when you don't speak out in fear of being ostracized. If you want your political beliefs to have any chance of being normalized, you have to be more open about your political beliefs. I agree completely. So I think what Hands of Truth is doing is truth. This guy's like Jew. This little soul patch. God forbid he have a soul patch. Smirgus says he's not a fed, but he's also not effective. What he's doing is basically just IRL shitposting, and not in a way that's actually funny or trolly. Well, I totally disagree, because it's incredibly funny, it's incredibly trolly, and it's incredibly effective in my mind, so fuck off, I say. Fuck off, I say. Though it is strange that everyone around him gets arrested, but he never gets arrested, but he never pushes it that far, and the people around him always push farther than he does. He'll always give in. He won't... If they ask for his ID or whatever, he'll give it to him eventually. You know, he doesn't care if they know who he is, so that's why they can't arrest HT, but everyone around him gets arrested, and why it kind of may appear that he's fed-like. But, I mean, HT just knows how to dance around the law, effectively, whereas other people like to push against it because they want freedom, but you don't get a lot of freedom in America, actually. You have to play by their rules. And HT knows how to play by their rules. This leaf says that's a troon. And you're a fucking leaf to be raked. Fuck off. This American says, does he ever remove the absurd sunglasses? No, not even when he's indoors and it's dark. It's that meme. Yes. He does that meme. Yes. Oh well. This American says, people have been uselessly harassing people on the street for decades like that. It has marginal uses, but it isn't that effective nor a good idea for people who aren't doxxed yet. I think there's an attempt to pigeonhole energy into that grungy street activism rut instead of much more effective mimic warfare. Well, what's your mimic warfare, Anon? I mean, you have to give us some examples. What is your mimic warfare? But it seems like this guy's actually defending HT. He's just giving his two cents, but it's like, well, what is your... I get you don't want to type out a huge long post, but I mean, fucking Reddit space and then give us what you're fucking thinking about, you fucking faggot. He's not effective. He could be more effective doing other things, such as, not gonna say, you know, that doesn't help in any way. That doesn't help in any way. Heads of Truth's actually helping. You're not helping. This American says the Eurocuck is correct. Peaceful protest? Fed. Violent protest? False flag. Poll would have us sit on our asses until niggas come and stab us to death in our computer chairs. Okay, well, you have to also understand, okay? Poll is the cesspit of autists that watch the world as it collapses and laugh in jest of what is going on. We don't participate in the stuff going on. We just laugh at it. That is 4chan. We laugh at things because they are funny. As everything crumbles to dust. That's what we do here on 4chan. Yes, we will sit back and do nothing and watch as the world crumbles to dust. Yes. Yes, the only winning move is to not play. Yes, that is correct. Still true. But that's just 4chan. That's us on 4chan. Okay, there's other people that are not on 4chan normies. We need to. Our job is to mold public perception. That's our fucking mimic warfare here. That's our job. We're the PsyOps division. You fuck. Ten World Archive says we can't speak out because they'll attack our families and our livelihoods. You have to go all in, like HT. Yeah, there's not a lot of people that could go all in on activism. And if you think, there's people like Adam Green who think this activism is just gonna put a bad taste in everybody's mouth, you know? Put a bad taste in everybody's mouth. But in reality, it's just energizing the youth is really what it's doing. And that's what we need to do, man. We need Zoomers energized because Boomers and Millennials ain't gonna do shit. Boomers and Millennials are gonna sit on their ass and wait for the fucking coming apocalypse, okay? That's what us 4chaners do. Okay, we need Zoomers with, you know, that magic of youth, that exuberance of youth. We need that. Sidukid says we have to become the Glowies, trick the Troons into attacking themselves. Dude, we don't need... spoilers for the finale of the day. I mean, we don't really have to do much, buddy. Don't have to do much. It kind of comes by itself. Very simple. Very simple. Just let them live their pathetic shit life, and it naturally comes to its conclusion. Next thread. 15 years of hard labor for being a chud on 4chan. Picture is the 4chan Chad. Golden has been charged with second-degree felony. Written threats to kill or injure, which carries up to 15 years in prison. Wow, charged with that? Holy fuck. Well, I mean, it was in Minecraft, though. They know that it was in Minecraft, right? Because it clearly said in that post that it was in Minecraft, okay? I ain't no judge, I ain't no jury, but I mean, it said in Minecraft. It's pretty fucking cut and dry. Pretty cut and dry. I mean, Hassan would be in prison right now if it wasn't, guys, right? I mean, if you lock this guy up for in Minecraft, then we need to lock Hassan up, right? That's only fair. Hassan has said lots of things in Minecraft. Someone should make a supercut of all the things in Minecraft Hassan said. I'm not doing that, though, because fuck watching Hassan. Maybe Sam Hyde could do that. They're the real MVPs over there at Million Dollar Extreme. This American says, but that guy isn't even real. Stop believing everything you read. Dude, they were trying to push this as some sort of psyop. like fake and gay. This, him getting arrested is not fake and not gay. Yeah, it's real. It's real. It's really real. The Kaikish police officer that did it is also... his seething is real and palpable. Yes, palpable seething. Palpable. Release the interrogation. Dude, we need that. We need that video, right? We need... Someone needs to... Whatever that thing is where we request public documents, someone has to do that, please. Do the... Jump through the hoops of getting that footage, please. Please. Jump through hoops, please. Ask Tucker to get it for us. I don't know. Figure it out. Look, but it was a fabricated event to gaslight the population. It's all fake, guys. Everything's fake. Everybody glows. The people are resting. Literal. You know what this is? This is they don't want 4chan to get mobilized. They don't want. They're scared of 4chan mobilizing to because they made this man a martyr. They made him a martyr. They made this loser faggot a martyr, and we willingly accept him. We willingly accept the loser faggot martyr. Fuck off, fed glowy faggots. Yes, we willingly accept him as a martyr. Does it scare you? Does it scare you, fed faggots? Yes, we don't care that he's a loser. We don't care. Oh well. That's why they're trying to play this off as some sort of psyop or fake thing. It's real. It's 100% real in reality. The dude really got arrested. The Kaikish sergeant sheriff was incredibly mad as well. Yes, he held up his picture and everything. Yes, it's all real. How many shekels are they paying to shield and slide this board with all this ADL crap? The ADL must just frequent 4chan, really. They must have a whole 4chan division. ADL, like right here. See, this Kike... So Kaikish. Chad. See, this guy gets it. He gets it. Thank you, baby dog of justice, for the $5. Holy fucking shit, that's half, that's a quarter, that's one third of the Podbean payment. Holy fucking thank you. We have found our king. I mean, it's just, people say, I mean, it's just so funny. It's like, oh, he's pathetic, he's a loser, ha. It's funny how it went from that to, oh, this is all fake and gay, oh, this is all fake and gay. It's so easy to spot the shield. Like, what is the shield being posted? Where's the police report? Where's the police report? Where's the police report? Probably with the whatever district or precinct arrested him. You fucking crazy. Call them up. It's America says no jury will convict absolutely none. I don't know. Maybe they would. Maybe they could. I don't know, man. Who knows in this justice system, bro? Who the fuck knows? Especially if they get a really good kike lawyer against him, man. It's scary. They own the justice system, buddy. They own the justice system. They'll scare you into taking plea deals instead of making it go to jury, where the jury decides. They'll say, no, do a plea deal, when really you should let it go to jury, man. They just don't want to do the whole, they just don't want to go through the fucking trouble of doing the whole fucking trial, you know, and doing the whole jury and making all the, getting all the jury people. It's a lot of time and money for all those people. They don't want to do that. They just want to take a plea deal and be done with it. Like, fuck off. It's what poor people do. Fuck our system. Next thread. This is the penultimate thread. It's kind of a lead up into the next thread. You know, trannies talking about trannies, so why not? We'll just talk about more trannies. So, ooh, Clan World Archive says, whatever happened to that Tanya avatar you paid for a while back? Well, actually, I still have the Monero, the unknown amounts that I will not spoil of how much it was, but I still have a bunch of unknown amounts that FBot sent me on Monero that I don't really want to spend until Monero goes back up, really. But that was for the avatar, and I had contacted this person to do it. That was basically one of my favorite ASMR artists used this person. So I contacted them if they'd do a commission. They said they would. So I sent them all the stuff they wanted, and then they never caught, and I'm like, please do a Sig Hail, by the way. Please do a Sig Hail. I probably shouldn't have done that. I should have just been like, do a peace sign and then fixed it later. But whatever, hindsight 2020. I was like, do a Sig Hail also, please. Do a Roman salute is what I said. Please do a Roman salute. I don't think they knew what that was at the time, because they probably searched what it was later. And then they're like, oh, fuck, what have I gotten into? And then they never responded back to me for another year. And I tried to email them again, and they just didn't respond to me. So I still have the money for the avatar. I just haven't finished getting the avatar. That's what happened. There you go. That's the story. The avatar you're looking at right now, the guy that made this avatar does avatar requests, but it's literally like $600, man. It's like $700 for one from this guy that does these one, that does one like this. Like, the guy that did this avatar does avatars are like $700. It's fucking insane. It's crazy. I mean, I could get one from him, I guess. But there's also I'd be on a waiting list for over 2 years. Probably. It's fucking crazy, man. It's like, you have to find someone to make an avatar, to pay him a lot of money, and it usually you have to be like on a waiting list usually. It's just hard to, if you find someone that does them that's cheap, give me a holler. It's hard. They're expensive. Whatever, back in the show. Gotta talk about trannies and Belle Delphine. Do women find making gay men trannies hot? Picture is Belle Delphine putting makeup on that other cross-dressing dude that's not a tranny, he's a cross-dresser. It's Dr. Girlfriend with genitalia. When he speaks, it is definitely a man. Not even trying to be a woman, not taking HRT. Just a pretty dude dressing up like a girl. That's what this dude is, okay? Get lots of money from the trannies. That's what's going on. I mean, look at this. They're making money. They're making money, right? They're printing the money right now. Look at this picture. The money is printing itself. Money's pretty itself, man. And yes, women do find making gay men into trannies hot. I mean, just women find gay men hot for some reason. I don't know why. It's weird. Some fetish thing. It's fucking weird. Destruction fetish. Fucking weird. OP says, faggot here. OP is a faggot. I've grown suspicious of women and think they get sexually aroused by making gay men into trannies. Reddit space. When girls find out I'm a faggot, they annoy the shit out of me. They keep forcing me into conversations about gossip men, whores, and cock. Sounds like a you problem, dude. Okay. Go suck some dick. Fucking faggot. Go kill yourself, you tranny fag, this Britbong says. I disavow such things. Bro, there's a board for this fucking gay shit LGBT. should join the increasing percentage of people joining the club of Anne Heroes. You're faced with no girls to make you their diapered cis boy. Oh my god, why is this a thing? Why is this a thing, guys? Someone explain this to me. Why guys like to shit in their fucking pants and squish around in their own shit and they're somehow turned on by that? Like, what the fuck is going on there? What the fuck is going on there? What broke in that man? What broke in that man? This guy's like, imagine the smell. Imagine the smell of Belle Daphine, and it probably smells like strawberries, really. Probably smells like strawberries and fruitcake, really. Probably smells delightful. Probably smells fucking delightful. I should buy this whole fit. I'd like that hat. Man, I want that hat. Where the fuck do you get that hat? Holy shit, did you get that on Etsy? Where'd you get that? I need one of those. Definitely need one of those hats. Not these tranny faggot socks, though. They're a meme. What the fuck does this have to do with politics? What has everything to do with politics? Next thread. Breaking, trans flight attendant featured in United Airlines ad commits suicide. I had the ad this morning. Someone linked me the ad this morning. Where'd it go? I gotta find it. Cannot find the video of the trans flight attendant.
Where's the trans flight attendant? I'm at.
Whatever. I have to find the video. I feel like I have to find it. I have to find it. Here we go. Oh my god, found it. Here we go. Here we go, guys. You ready for the journey? Ready to go on the journey?
This story of being trans, and all I wanted was to blend in and be cis. But times have changed.
Just wanted to be cis.
The bigger picture.
If you don't call it fucking cis, you could start there. You could start at that spot and go from there. Very simple.
In understanding, I do have a story to tell. This story comes after a huge pep talk from one of my biggest motivators, love. This is a story that I know is so important for me to continue sharing. Not for me.
Imagine using the fuck out of this transgender for free and getting this commercial for free, and then the transgender kills themselves. You don't have to worry about them suing you or anything. Holy fucking easy mode. God, the corporations have it down. Just get trannies to do commercials for you free of charge and then they just kill themselves. Fucking easy mode. Holy fuck. No gratuity, no payments. Easy.
But for those out there who are still fighting social norms, the boundaries set upon them, fighting themselves. Gay, lesbian, bi, trans, pan.
Oh man, rope.
Whatever and whoever you identify as, come out. Be counted. My life changed for the better when I came
to... Changed for the better. Changed so much for the better that I fucking killed myself. Amazing.
...to United as a flight attendant. With the support from the company, our business resource group for LGBT...
With support from the company, I fucking blew my brains out. I blew my brains out because I was getting so much support from this company that I blew my fucking brains out.
BTQ plus employees and all of my loving coworkers, I was able to break free.
Break free of this life. Break free of this dark shackle that we are stuck in every moment.
From the chains that held me. And to this day, I'm living confidently as my true self. I was...
Bye. 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 Tranny gone. Tranny deleted. You have blood on your hands, poor. We have blood on our hands. No! I don't care. Not my problem. Not my problem. Seems like a plebit issue. Go back. Yeah, who cares? This is called a victory. This is, oh no. Anyway. Total troon death. This Swedish anon says that I totally disavow completely. This leaf says no one should come here for moral support. That's the opposite of what you get here. I don't know. It's pretty fun for me. When people harass and slander me, and it makes me want to work harder. That gives me motivation. It's a motivation factor. Good thing. Grow some harder skin, holy fuck.
Were you never bullied as a child? You don't even know. You merely adopted bullying. I was born into it, molded by it. The scarf wasn't hiding shit. Yeah, you gotta hide the Adam's apple. You gotta hide that Adam's apple or it's a dead fucking giveaway. It's a dead giveaway. You see that Adam's apple? Very simple. Very simple. This American says, he was so cute. That's terrible. Semi-passable if they have the giant lens flares going on. Semi-passable. There's people saying like it could have been a cool guy and... Oh, it was wholesome. And this guy's like, fuck off. It's hilarious. Cope Moore. And that was the git. That was the 800,000 git. Bless. Blessed git. Blowing them away. This American says no one bullied her. You mean him? No one bullied him? He had abundant support. Perhaps body mutilation has no real part in being your authentic self. Isn't it great when they cut their dick off and all their problems are still there? Isn't that the best part? It's so great. It's like, yeah, you are an idiot. You are a fucking stupid idiot. Yep. You are a retard. Yep. A lot of posts about boy pussy. Pussy. Fuck off. In relation to the trainee roping themselves, I guess we could do a little bonus in here with a Southwest pilot that was departing from Las Vegas became incapacitated mid-flight. He was removed from the flight deck and replaced with a non-Southwest pilot who just happened to be on the plane. Wow, good luck. How lucky of them, right? How lucky. Oh, the flight attendant. Oh, the captain's unconscious. Can anybody fly a plane? That'd be great. Oh, you can? Cool. Wow, we're lucky. Lucky. No refunds. It's so funny that it's... All the airlines required their pilots to take all the vaxes, and so they got all their pilots super vaxed. All super vaxxed. And now, they want pilots that can pass cardiovascular exams. Well, you don't get both. You don't get both. It's one or the other. Silly gooses. The vax, that means it's working. That means it's working. No refunds. No fucking refunds, man. That's the show. That's it. I guess I'm streaming on Odyssey now. I'm streaming on Odyssey. 8. p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check me out. Please like, comment, subscribe. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Drop it now!
We are gonna die.
We are gonna die. You're gonna die. I'm gonna die. We're all gonna die. It's not today.
Deja vu. I've just been in this place before. Higher on the street and the noise.